or KFW Mobile.
Things are going great.
Drizzle down here.
Some rain last night. It's not doing anything right now, but it's hard to tell what it looks like if it's going to.
Headed out for breakfast.
Alright, that's where I'm going to meet him here in just a minute. That's where I'm heading.
Good deal. Making memories.
Just trying to spend what time I can with him.
Grow up really fast and then life just gets in the way.
Everybody lives such a busy, fast-paced life anymore, it's hard to find time for anybody else.
No, he got that right.
Been thinking more and more about that as I've why I've been down with my knee, and I've just been trying to focus on slowing mine down where I'm not doing as much, other than trying to spend time with family and friends.
Yeah, my son and granddaughters, they all come over like every other Sunday. And that, so that's a couple of times a month that helps out.
That's a big thing, man, right in today's world.
11-year-old granddaughter did. On last Friday, she gets home from the bus from school before the others do, and that she got home, decided she was going to spend the weekend at her girlfriend's house, so she packed her bag and just started out hoofing it down the road, not killing anybody, and then a lady picked her up and stopped by the Dollar General, and that lady knew her, and that, and then she took her over to her girlfriend's house, and then Mom calls from work, talks to the boys, and Lily's not there. Nobody knows where she is.
I hope she realized how crazy and dangerous that was.
We don't. I mean, they told her, and she don't see that there's a problem in it. She's never been over to that girlfriend's house. I'm sure she only knew how to get there because of the bus route.
Lucky that person that picked her up is a decent person.
I'm thinking. But she's grounded right now, so.
Grounded for a good long time.
Dad was home sleeping. He didn't know she came in or anything, so she just left. It's like, man, Mom had to leave work and everything. It went downhill quick.
Did she make it to the friend's house?
They picked her up, took her over there. Because the parents said they didn't know how she got there. She just showed up.
Well, I'm glad that the person that picked her up was a decent person and took her over there. But if she knew the family, then she should have called.
What kids think these days? They don't watch much, you know, any, like, local news or TV shows like that, so they ain't got a clue what's really going on. I mean, they watch movies and play games.
30-second clips.
What about that? Need to take them to Walmart and show them that board where all the missing kids are.
I mean, that makes me terrified. Name my child.
What was going through her mind doing that? KN4GFW.
Yeah, KO4HKX. Well, hopefully she's having a little trouble sitting down also.
How about that?
Had done something like that when we were younger? Oh, boy. I don't know if I'd still be able to sit down.
Well, that person up in, I want to say it was Michigan, you know, beat her kid with a belt or whatever, and that, now she's arrested.
I hadn't seen that one, but that doesn't surprise me in today's world.
About 30 seconds going into this bad spot. Back now.
4-H kicks. So you're going up to see Susan's parents this weekend and next week, right?
Leave out on Wednesday. So I'll be home through the weekend and, you know, Monday and Tuesday, but Wednesday we're headed up there, and then I'll come back on the 1st.
For H kicks. I hope y'all enjoy that and spend some time with
her. Time. And that up there, and that, like I said, you know, her mom's doing okay. She's on dialysis and that, but, you know, she has good days and bad days, so she's getting on up in age. I think she must be like 87 or 88, so.
Give anything to share another Thanksgiving meal with my mom and grandmother.
Right. We went up there for Thanksgiving. It's been years ago, and, Susan had to work the next day, and we didn't, they put the turkey in late, so we didn't even eat until like 7 o'clock that evening, and then I had to drive back, and it's like, man, I could only make it to the state line. Susan had to drive.
It was rough after eating a big meal with turkey in it, just trying to stay awake.
That wasn't going to happen again.
No more got to work Friday.
And then he gave her off that Monday, December the 1st, for her birthday, because, you know, she will have been off like, you know, five or six days in a row, and that usually tries to work her off after that.
She's part-time, right?
Usually works, ends up working about 4 shifts a week.
What she was doing, still only part-time. I mean, she's working full-time hours.
She gets about 32, I think, out of it. But, man, they struggle to find anybody over there to, you know, help out. And the turnover is so great, I don't hardly know anybody anymore.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's that way a lot of places anymore.
The people out here where I'm at are looking, especially the maintenance people. The insurances went up and everything, and they got one of the machine operators, or, you know, plant operators, he was running his mouth because he was at top pay, and then they moved into a different position, and they should have dropped his pay, but they didn't, and now he's in a tizzy about it.
Never good for our environment when you get something like that in there.
He makes more than the supervisor.
He should have been told if he's going to that job that he's the one that has to take a pay cut.
From a rotating 12-hour shift to just an 8-day or 8-hour, 5 days a week.
As a rotating 12, more time off.
But I think he's got a couple of small kids.
Good spouse, then you still get to spend more time with your family.
Not bad. I don't like night shift. I don't do night shift very well.
Night shift, but I can do it, and I enjoy the time off, so it makes it worth it for me. I'll be able to talk to you or not here, so I'm somewhere where I don't normally try to get on the radio.
It ain't really good.
You'll just have to let me know.
KN4TFW. Looks like they're building a new 7-Eleven over there in Lyman.
At least QT and Spinks hadn't run everybody out yet.
Fueling up at the Walmart there in Taylor's, it was the cheapest at $2.69. It's 20 cents cheaper than the QT over by me. And then we were headed out to go eat anyway.
Over where you're at, that's probably one of the most expensive places down there. Or at least it was when I was running the route.
Can't figure it out. The little 76 convenience right down from it is usually a little cheaper.
7-Eleven right down there where you get off on 290. Living down there where you get on 290 or 80.
Used to be really cheap right there, but man, they're starting to be just like that QT in Greer.
Figured ain't much competition down that way anymore. Got that little one on out past from there where the LKQ is at, but that's about it through there.
Their price is high because all the BMW people cut through there and that, so they, you know, they just keep them high because they got a good turnover.
Do have a good location for that, right there on the corner and easy to get in and out of. In that QT right there close to you, because it's just hard to get in and out of for me.
Impact.
Certain times that I would go in there, and that was mainly because they keep a clean restroom.
Only been in that thing about a handful of times.
A nice thing about the job I got, my son and I can still meet for breakfast. Just won't be able to sit and talk as long afterwards, so that's still good.
Are you just not normally going to work on Fridays, or just this Friday you're off?
Just this Friday. I took this Friday off because me and two of my best friends that are brothers, their dad's not doing good, so we're heading down to the coast here about lunchtime to go visit him. They don't expect him to make it much longer.
I remember you told me that yesterday afternoon. I'm getting older, I just don't remember as good, I guess.
Don't worry, I suffer from the same disease.
Fast-paced world, you're trying to remember too much stuff.
On that, goes back to what I was saying earlier, trying to slow things down a little bit.
I'm slowing down the pace. The pace on the interstate this morning is slow for some reason.
Maybe, but just because of the wet roads and the bald tires that are on people's cars.
Oh, they are. Usually I'm the slowest, and they, I don't ever catch anybody, but man, that got behind one. He was only doing 55.
Is enjoy the safe speed while it lasts.
I don't get in no hurry anymore. I usually get up to about 64 and just log it there, and then I can talk on the radio and just let everybody go around me.
Same way. I leave early enough to get where I'm going, and don't wait. I don't have to be rushed and don't have to deal with it. I'm just try to have a relaxing drive in.
Like me, I'm taking my time and I'll still be 45 minutes early.
They already commented about how early I am up here at the job. I don't like to be late and I don't like to be rushed. I like to start my morning off without all that stress.
Bird gets the worm, right?
Something. I don't know if it's the worm or not.
It's mine.
The other guys, Tim and Ed, or any of them?
Them in a while. And then I think that Tim's on a different schedule. Ed sleeps in. And then, it's usually a couple of days a week. Like today, if you hadn't been on, it'd been quiet riding in.
I hate that. But I'll be back out here now, so maybe we can round up some more people.
When I'm bringing my older technician's book into me, into work, because, man, just about got sideswiped by this truck. And then, because there's the guy that Andrew knows, and from Boy Scouts, is a supervisor out here, and he's interested, so I'm going to drop off my book with him.
I'm going to try to introduce it to the kids out here. It might be something they enjoy. So I'm going to try to introduce it out there where I'm at.
It worked out there with me and shipping. He's, I think he's about 28, 29, but he's only ever been to, like, to Atlanta to the Braves game and up to Pigeon Forge, and that's about the only places he's ever been. And, you know, and it, you don't really realize how it used to be back in, like, the 70s and everything. And it's kind of funny what he doesn't know.
That's for sure. But I think these kids up there, some of them, might enjoy the hobby. So we'll see. I'll introduce it to them slowly.
Do when the internet goes down, right?
When you just don't want to deal with the internet.
Man. The show, streaming a show, I guess it's a little bit older show, but it takes place in like 69 and 70, so it's pretty cool to see all the old cars and everything, and to think about the technology that they had and what we have today, and it's kind of funny.
Roger that. That's for sure. What's the show?
And Wins. It's about some police officers on a Navajo reservation.
Seen that. I've not seen the show, but I've seen the ads for it. I know what you're talking, which show you're talking about.
Way through season two and that, but it's, you know, it's just funny because the vehicles are like from the 69 and 70 era, so I mean, you had the GMC Suburbans and everything, so it's pretty cool to see those.
Well, my son's pulling in here, so again, I'm gonna jump off. Y'all be careful. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and good to hear you. And please tell Miss Susan we said hello. KO4HK, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Hi, good to hear you as always. And you and your family, I hope you have an awesome Thanksgiving and that. And I'll try to catch you guys at least on the 2nd. But I may be on Monday and Tuesday. It just depends on how early I get up. KN4KFW.